Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Shaiwitz, and today we'll be studying Shir HaShirim, Perek Bet. So we talked about last time that the two main people in Shir HaShirim are the Dod, the male figure, and the Raya, the woman. And both of them desire each other, but there was a non-mutuality that we saw in Perek Aleph, where the Raya was clearly more advanced in what she was looking for from the Dod. And she said to him, please tell me where you are. I want to find you. And he responded enigmatically, you're the most beautiful. I do want to find you. You're special, but you need to come and figure out how to find me. And Perek Bet, we open up in a similar vein. We're going to build on this story and see what happens next. And this time the story begins with the Raya describing herself. Ani chavatzelet ha-sharon shoshanat ha-amakim. I am like a rose of the Sharon. I come from the Sharon. And I am shoshanat ha-amakim, a lily of the valleys. And then he responds to her, and he says, yes, he builds on that. Kishoshana ben ha-chochim, kein rayati ben ha-banot. Right? Not only are you like a lily of the valleys, but you're like a lily among thorns. Everyone else is a thorn, and you are a lily. That's the way you are among other people. So again, there's a responsiveness. They're communicating with each other, and he's taking what she says and taking it a step further. This is followed by a number of psukim where the Raya describes once again her intense desire for the Dod. And she says within that segment in Pasuk Hei, she says, Ki cholat avani, I'm lovesick. And she says, at the end, she turns again to these women of Jerusalem, we call them her frenemies, and she says to them, Hishbati etchem benot Yushalayim, women of Jerusalem, swear to me, right? Bitzvaot ba'ayalot hasadeh, swear to me by all the gazelles of the field and the hinds of the field, im te'iru, don't disturb the love until it's like the right time. Just let my love progress in the way that it should. Okay, now the second half of the perek, we once again hear about an interaction between the Dod and the Raya. And as we saw in Perek Aleph, the Raya, the woman, describes it from her perspective. So actually just notice that even though the Dod speaks here, everything we hear from the voice of the woman. And she says, Kol Dodi, hine zaba, midaleg al ha'arim, mikapetz al kahagvaot. She starts out, it's like an exciting pasuk, an announcement. The voice of my beloved, it's coming. He's jumping over the mountains. He's leaping over the hills. And following with that image, she says, what is he like? Domed Dodi litzvi, ola over ha'ayalim. You know what he's like? He's like a gazelle, a young stag. You can picture like the animal leaping. He's standing outside. He's like on my, it's the classic picture of, the kind of Romeo, Juliet, like he's outside her window. Mashgiach min ha-chalonot, meitzitz min ha-charakim. He's standing behind the wall. He's looking through the window. He's looking through the lattice. He's waiting for me. And not only that, he speaks. And now she's going to describe what he said to her. Anado diva amarli. He said to her, Kumilach rayati yafati ulechilach. Come, get up. Come away with me. Why? Ki hine hastav avar, hageshem chalaf halaflo. Right? It's the cold weather has passed. There's no more rain. Hanitzanim nir uba'aretz. The blossoms, the new buds, we can see them in the ground. It has zamir higia. It's the time of the pruning. Or perhaps another alternative explanation, the time of singing, kol hator nishma ba'artzenu, right? Because that's tapping on the second half of the pasuk, the song of a turtle dove. We can hear it. Like everything in nature is crying out to us that now's the time, come join me. And he continues one more time, hate'ina chanta pageha, the green figs are forming on the fig tree, the gefanim smadar natznu reach, the vines that are all in blossom now, we can smell them. Kumi, lichi, rayati, yafati, ulichilach. Come to me, Rayati, come to me, my beautiful, beloved woman, come and come away with me. So this is exactly what we've been waiting for, right? We're hoping in the next pasuk, what I'm expecting is almost like she's going to jump out the window and they're going to run away together. And then in pasuk Yudalit, though, things take a little bit of a different turn. The dod speaks again. So we hear him, we know that he was calling to her outside her window, come with me, come with me. And now he says something else. He says, Yonati b'chagvei hasela, you, my dove, he compares her to a dove, you're hiding in the cranny of the rocks, like the little cracks of the rocks. Beseter hamadrega, you're hidden by the cliff. So what do I want from you? Harini et marayach, let me just see your face. Hashmiini et kolech, let me hear your voice. Why? Ki kolech arev umar ech naveh, because your voice is sweet and your face is beautiful. So he switches. Something happened there. We feel the transition because in the psukim before, he was asking her to come with him. And now he's not asking her to come anymore. He's saying, let me at least see you. It almost sounds again like he's under the window and he's saying, okay, but if you're not going to come, at least let me get a peek at you through the window. And then she responds and she says, Echazulanu shualim, shualim ktanim, mechablim kramim. These small little foxes have come and they're starting to, they're destroying the vineyards. And right now, all my vineyards are in bloom. So the time is just not right. Dodi li v'ani lo, right? It's still, we're together. My dod is to me, my beloved is to me, and I am to him. Haro'e b'shoshanim, he who is like, leading his sheep, who is grazing within the shoshanim, the lilies. But the time is still not right. Now, when will the time be right? Ad she'afuach hayom v'nasu hatzlalim, right? When the day is blowing gently, the shadows are leaving. So then she tells him, the time is not right, so what do you need to do? Sov, turn around. D'melech ha'dodi l'tzvi o la'ofer ha'ayalim. Go again like a gazelle or a stag. Al harei bater. So once again, leap over all these mountains of spices. So we have actually like the perfect song almost, the inclusio, where we started out by saying that the dod was coming looking for her, right? Like a tzvi, like a stag, a gazelle running through the mountains to get her. But now we end with her saying to him, no, the foxes are in my field. The time is not right. Turn away. And she tells him, yes, be like the gazelle, but not to come towards me to run away. So what do we make of this? It's such a disappointment. Like, this is exactly what she was hoping for in Perek Aleph. And now the dod is reaching out to her. He's saying, come with me. And she's turning him away. So I'd like to share with you two possible explanations to this question of why would the Raya turn away the dod? So the first is from a beautiful book about Shir HaShirim, written by Professor Eliyahu Assis. It's only, unfortunately, in Hebrew, not translated at the time. But I'll share with you, his suggestion is that why does she turn him away? Because she realizes that he is not ready. She is looking for a strong commitment that's going to be unbroken. And in his language, the words that he chooses, she says, the absence of talking about scent and the fact that he uses the words like lechi lach, and when he's trying to say come with me, and those have also like a kind of a negative connotation of going away. He picks on those words and says somehow she picks up in his words that he's still not on the same page as she is. So using what we saw about the relationship in Perek Aleph, she senses that the relationship is actually not mature enough yet for her to go off with him. And that's why, despite him being still exactly what she desires, she's not ready. She won't come out of her house and go away with him because it's just not ripe. The relationship is not there yet. Another possibility, which I think Mitzudat David alludes to, is that when she tells him why she's not coming, she says, there are foxes in the field and they're going to destroy. My field is all in bloom. If I come now, I'm going to have a problem with the foxes. And we've already seen that she has all these potential conflicts around her. Her brothers, maybe even Bino Yerushalayim, and the foxes now that are destroying her fields. So maybe it's not him or her that's not ready, but maybe it's because of all these external factors that are holding her back. And that's why she feels that they can't just be together in the ideal sense. Whatever it is, I think this opens up for us these like multiple relatable avenues in terms of our relationships with Hashem. You know, what's stopping us as individuals, as communities? What's holding us back? Is it ourselves? Is it the maturity of the relationship? Is it external factors that are getting in a way? Once again, you know, we relate to this, I think, on a literal level of like kind of feeling the pain of this young woman and also of her, the dod, who she desires. And we can relate to this also in our own relationships, as well as in our relationship with Hashem. But there's a disappointment. There's a sadness to how it ended. It's like this sense of like there's an opportunity there. And if only we could get there. And I think the most comforting thing about this parak is that the most comforting way to kind of take the next step in this parak is through a song that Yishai Ribo wrote, which is, I would say, a modern midrash on Perek Bet of Shir HaShirim. So Yishai Ribo does two amazing things with the song. He uses the words of Perek Bet and the scenario of the dod reaching out to the raya, but instead of having the raya reject his calls, he talks about what would happen if she answers, and he puts all of it in the language of our relationship with Hashem. So I'd like to show you just like kind of two sections of this song and explain to you what Yishai Ribo does with it. So here's the first one. So in the paragraph I just played you, he starts with the words, Kol dodi hinei zabah, the voice of my beloved, it's coming. And then he interprets, we've heard about it. Anybody, even those who are lost, those who don't even know anything about Judaism, they've gotten this. They hear that Hashem is coming. And then he says, so let's go out. Let's go meet Hashem with instruments. We'll sing to him and we'll say, we're so lucky to be your people. אז יצאו במחור, כל הילות השדה, וידלגו על הערים, ולא מחמת, הם התשועלים, ומחג והסלע יזרמו מים חיים, בין סתרי המדרגה להשקות שושנה אתה מכיר. And he continues there and he says, what would happen then? Az yafuach hayom v'hasheker yitadeh. Then, right, it would be the right time. The day, remember she said, when the raya spoke and she said, I can't come to you. She said, when will I come? Ad sheyafuach hayom. Right, that's when I can come, when the day passes. And in this case, just finding my place here, in this case, what Yishai Ribo does is he turns that around and he says, no, az yafuach hayom, that's when the right time will come, the day will pass. And that's when sheker, right, all the like kind of the lack of like truth and integrity, that will all disappear. And then the dod will be able to jump through the, like the jump through the mountains like the gazelle, but not because he's afraid, not because we have any fear of these foxes, but because of the openness and the clarity in the relationship. And he continues, really, I just encourage you, like, if you're interested, the song is available in English translated. You could see he uses all the words to turn it around and to say, Hashem is here. Hashem is coming to us. He's calling us. And what happens when we actually answer that call? And he ends the song. The very last words of the song are, Kol Dodi Hine Zakan, the voice of my beloved, meaning again, in the voice of Hashem, Hine Zakan, it's here. It's just up to us to answer that call. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Razel Rachel Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo.